Now, you might remember that in May and October of last year, Irish skies were set ablaze by the Northern Lights. Thousands of people captured the phenomenon on their phones and cameras, and now researchers from the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies are calling for people to share these images to help create the largest Irish archive of photos of the Northern Lights. For more, we're joined by the study's lead researcher, Dr. Alexandra Ruth Fogg. Thanks a million for talking to us this afternoon. Tell us more about this request. Who is it you're looking to hear from?
Hi, so my name's Alexandra. I work at the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies. Thank you for having me on the show. So we're looking for photos of any quality from any device that show the aurora during May or October in 2024. So what happened last year, particularly in May, we had the largest space weather storm since 2003, and one of the most common space weather effects, or perhaps the most famous space weather effect, would be the Northern Lights or the Aurora Borealis. And we saw them in Ireland because of that big storm. So we're looking for photos from anybody who took one. It doesn't need to be fancy. It doesn't need to be from an expensive camera. It doesn't matter if something's blocking part of the image. We're looking for all photos that we can get.
And why are these photos so important? Why do you want to put them together and look at them?
So what we're trying to do here is what we call citizen science. So these photos will be taken from all over the island of Ireland. We want them from Malin Head to Mizzen Head. And what we'll see is the colour and the shape of the Northern Lights, and also just quite simply, when were they seen and where were they seen? You know, were they seen in Kerry, or were they seen all the way north in Donegal? And what we'll be able to tell from that, from the where, the when, and also the colours and the shapes in the sky, is what's happening in space. So space weather is all about what happens between the sun and the earth. And what we can see in those images, because we understand those phenomena, is what was happening in the space directly above the island of Ireland during those storms.
And if people would like to get involved and to take part in this citizen science, as you called it, how can they contact you?
So we have a form for people to submit their photos. The form is at the webpage dias.ie/aurora-era, or one word. You can also find this link on our Instagram. So that's Dias Dunsink, or one word, and also on Facebook and Twitter. And you can find more about the project on the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies website. So if you have a look for that on Google, you should find it, but it's also dias.ie.
Well, it's a fascinating piece of work, and thanks a million for joining us this afternoon to tell us about it. That was Dr. Alexandra Ruth Fogg.